Greg Byrne wants to abolish the SEC championship. What's up, everyone? And welcome to the Friday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as I said at the top of the show,
Sorry, it took me a minute to find it.
Delayed celebration. It's just like the Barncast. It's like, like I said at the top of the show, Greg Byrne, Alabama's athletic director, wants to get rid of the SEC championship. He spoke to USA Today yesterday, and there hadn't really been any other developments because we're recording this as of 10 a.m. on Friday morning, and there hasn't really been any updates about it. I think it was just a one-and-done article. But basically, Greg Byrne, according to most, or I guess to the quote, if you will. Oh, crap, I lost the article. You got it pulled up?
I have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so it says,
read off the quote, what he says.
So this is the start of the article. It says, the boss of Alabama Athletics believes the SEC championship game should be no more. And then this is the quote. He says, end it. I think the ship has sailed. It's run its course.
End it. Who does he think he is? The emperor? End it. Do it. I get it, but I don't. There's two sides of the coin to this. And I want you to see if you agree with me on this. If not, please let me know.
He also says, oh, and there's more to this quote. He says, yeah. So he wants to proceed directly from regular season to college football playoff. He said, the SEC championship is a great event. But he says, and he says, I don't like the idea of it going away, but I think it's reality with an expanded playoff. Byrne emphasized he's but one voice, but he must know he's a prominent voice. He's not alone in his opinion either.
At least he's humble about it. So
says even before Byrne and Byrne spoke out, SEC coaches started to question the utility of a game that used to be one of the big events on the college football calendar.
Interesting.
Yeah, coaches don't want to be in it, Lane Kiffin said in 2024.
Which was? What do you say? Sorry, I'm lost right now. I thought that the main quote was just he wanted it. That's what everyone's been reporting on is he said he wants it gone and just to end it.
He does want it gone, yes. But I'm saying this is just more to the article. Coaches don't want to be in the SEC championship is what Lane Kiffin said in 2020.
Oh, okay. I thought you said people don't want to be what Lane Kiffin said in 2024. I'm like, which is what?
No, that's right. They don't want to be in the SEC championship.
Yeah. Which, all right, so here's my take on this, and, you know, we can give our two cents on this. There's two sides of the coin. I get not wanting to play in it and wanting it to end because there's already a handful plus some amounts of SEC games now that we're lightening the schedule of non-conference in favor of conference. But at the same time, were we not clowning other conferences for not having a conference championship game a couple years ago? Because they were pissed that they missed the college football playoff, because like they had a good record and they're like, well, they never technically played in a conference championship. So, and we were like clowning these people for not having one. And here we are like, okay, like what are we doing? And I feel like Greg Byrne should know better than this, you know, cause like, you got to think Alabama, Georgia, let's see who played in it last year. Was it,
it was Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah, Alabama, Georgia, and the year before that
was Georgia. Absolutely just whooped up on Alabama.
Yeah, and then Texas played Georgia the year before, correct? I'm going blank on who's played in it.
So,
like, and those games have had playoff implications in a way. They're just, in a way, it's basically like a first four in playoff game is what it feels like. Even though regardless of what happens, it seems like the SEC champ and, you know, runner-up gets in every year. It just never fails because we're the best conference in the country.
Well,
but I feel like...
I mean,
no,
that unfortunately wasn't the case when Auburn was the runner-up in the SEC championship. I mean, look, you can look at 2017. Mm-hmm. Auburn had a phenomenal year. I mean, we beat the number one seed twice that year. We lose the SEC. And again, this was back when the playoffs were still just, four. You know,
yeah.
Before, but we lose the SEC championship game, you know, like we've had an incredible year and we lose that game, we're knocked out of the playoffs. It's unfortunate. I mean, and obviously this year too, I mean, you see Bama lose the SEC championship, right? They were already on kind of the bubble of like, are they going to be in? Are they going to be out? And a lot of people think they didn't deserve to be in. I'm included in that. I don't think Alabama deserved to be in the playoffs. But you know, it's, they very well, like, could have been left out this year too. So, it's interesting.
I think they deserve to be in over Notre Dame though, personally, because Notre Dame didn't play anybody, but you know, Miami, and didn't they lose to Miami? If I remember right, did they beat Miami? I can't remember.
I can't remember, but I know that they, so far back, they played Texas A&M too. Like, that was a big game.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's weird that we're even having this conversation, considering that every sport in college has a conference championship. As far as SEC goes, you have basketball, which is important, baseball, which is important. Why get rid of football? Why? Because there's more of a chance for playoff games. Like, that's exactly what, and here's the thing. If you're a fan of this sport, you should be infuriated by this statement. Personally, that's just me though. Because I don't know if you've ever been to the SEC championship. It is such a fun event to go to. If you're a fan, I don't care if you're a fan of the school or not. It is just a fun event to attend and go to. It's like going to a Final Four. It's like going to the SEC tournament for basketball. It's like going to Hoover for the SEC tournament for baseball. It's just the atmosphere that's around. It's all the conferences represented in one spot, and they have two teams that are playing for the title of the conference.
Yeah,
I just don't think that should go away. That's just me personally.
Because
we've, you know, lightened the load of non-conference for in favor of more conference games. But like, at the end of the day, this comes to corporate greed, and people just, they're like, bump the fans. Like, we don't need an SEC. Let's make more room for another playoff week slot and have college football go into freaking April, because that's literally what it feels like at this point. And it's so spaced out this coming year. Have you seen the schedule for this coming year? It's like so spaced out by the time you get to like the quarterfinal. It's like, why is football still going on at this point? And I know NFL still goes on, like they're in the kind of meat and potatoes of their playoffs, but that's NFL. College football to me should end pretty much, if not the first week, the second week of January. The fact that you're stretching out to February is nuts to me. It is absolutely absurd. It is.
Yeah. I mean, my whole take on it is like, and it's really funny coming from Alabama's AD, you know, because obviously they're on the bubble this year, and like, you know, where they're going to be in, where they're going to be out. My whole thing is that, like, look, if you are a bubble team, right? Like, you don't know if you're going to be in or out. You should have to be able to win your conference championship to be in. Like,
yep.
Simple as that. Like Bama shouldn't expect to be in because they lost. Like, you're already a bubble team, so like, you should have to win your conference championship to get in, to secure your spot. And if you don't, I'm sorry, you didn't win your conference championship, and you're already a bubble team. Mm-hmm. If you can't beat the, you know, one of the best teams in your conferences, why do you think you deserve to be in the playoffs with the best teams in the country?
Yeah.
You got whooped up on by Georgia.
Oklahoma. Who lost
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
They got absolutely murdered by Indiana, who, you know, ended up winning the national championship once they're in the playoffs, and they started horribly against Oklahoma. But I mean, like I said, my whole thing is just like, if you are already on the bubble, like, for example, Alabama was going into the SEC championship, and you can't win that game, you don't deserve to be there. Now, look, if you win the game, props to you. You automatically deserve to be in the playoffs, 100%. You won your conference championship. Now, Georgia wasn't necessarily on the bubble. They were kind of secured in. So, if you're already a pretty secure, you know, seed, and Georgia loses the SEC championship there, then they should still be in because they were already, you know, that like secure and higher in the rankings. Bama wasn't. And so if you have to, like, if you're that high in the rankings, you should have to prove why you deserve to be in the college football playoffs. And that's why I think it's ridiculous to get rid of it. It needs to be like a way to prove that you deserve to be in the playoffs if you're a high ranked seed like that.
And I understand coaches not wanting to be in it, but I don't buy that the players don't. You know what I mean? I feel like that's like just a I don't buy that at all. And I know there's some players that get paid more than most that are just kind of they're in college because it's a bridge to get to the NFL. I understand that. But I don't understand this whole logic behind, hey, let's just get rid of it as a whole. What is that going to solve? You know what I mean? We're going to get rid of it. And then down the road, we wonder why an SEC school didn't get in, even though they had a good record. Oh, wait, it's because they're
conference. It's so Bama doesn't, you know, or for this case, it's so like, oh, so that means when we got to the college football playoffs, we didn't have three losses on our record and we only had two. Like that's in my eyes, that's why he's saying this. He's like, well, if we only had two losses, then we're going to be in the playoffs. But since we had three, we were like, oh, I don't know. We never had a three-loss team make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so to me, just win your conference championship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know. It's just, I feel like he's saying this because it affected Bama in a way last year. And so he's like, well, if it's going to affect us like this, then I don't want it.
Affected them how though? Like they still made it.
Like when I say that, I mean like it put question into the air of whether they're going to make it or not. They weren't guaranteed and in.
I do think it helped them though that Notre Dame did not have the best schedule in the world either, and they were, you know, wanting to get in. And again, we were like, if you want to get in, join a conference and win a conference championship. And then we turn around, hey, yeah, let's drop the SEC championship. Greg, what? What are you saying? Like, God mighty, you're an AD. Act like it. Goodness gracious. I don't know, man. Like that, if you're an athletic director, you want the best for your school and to represent your school on that stage in the SEC championship to prove on the field, yes, we're the champs of our conference, and then we're about to go take it from everyone else on the national championship play in the college football playoff. The logic behind this to me is just so unsound. It hurts. Like, I just don't understand why. And again, there's more than likely because there's a fat paycheck at the end of this, if they do end up getting rid of it, let's just call it like it is. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know anything. But I do know one thing, you know, what looks good during the spring? Roback. That's what looks good during the spring. Go to roback.com, use code BARN20 to get 20% off your order. They have great polos on their website that are up right now. They had some new collections. I got the text message yesterday. Again, that is code BARN20 at roback.com. They also have officially licensed Auburn gear as well as any other school that might interest you. They have the hoodie like you see on your screen. Me and Graham have the navy version. It's very lightweight and great for those spring nights where there's a little bit of a breeze. So highly encourage you to go to roback.com. Again, that is code BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your next order. We're very thankful for Roback and their partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. Another website you should check out if you want some Barn lore and to sport your look with that, go to aushirts.com and you can get the shirts you see on your screen now, mugs, hats, you name it. Anything to feel connected more to the Barn, you can wear it every day. You could wear it I wouldn't wear it to work unless you just work at somewhere that's, you know, has casual Friday every day.
I'd wear it to work. This is my work. I would wear it to work.
I would wear mine to work too. I want that that iron shirt really bad. The FE, if you know, you know. But again, that's aushirts.com. If you want to feel like you are connected to the Barn lore, anything that's been mentioned on the Barncast or just any podcast on this channel, it's more than likely on that website. So go check it out, aushirts.com. I know some people were asking about the bug hat yesterday in the Barncast. So again, that is aushirts.com. Graham, this morning, and obviously I think this carries over because he was in town last night for the scrimmage under the lights in Jordan-Hare. It was Alex Golis' first scrimmage. For those that didn't know, Takeo Spikes and Cam Newton were in town and got to be present for the scrimmage under the lights. And Cam got to meet Byron Brown, and Golish was straight cheesing the whole time because it was like a son meeting his hero for the first time. It was really funny to see that and really cool. But
the Auburn fan base, I feel like yesterday for the first time, saw the true size of Byron Brown. I don't think anybody knew what he actually looked like physically until
Cam stood right
last night when he was, you know, warming up, and Cam walked up, because everyone knows Cam is a humongous human.
Massive.
And then when, you know, when Cam was up there with Byron, I mean, they looked the same size almost. I mean, Cam's a little taller, but
well, the hat, the
that's
hat
about was it.
The hat was adding a couple inches there. I mean, I think,
but
they're,
I mean, Cam is, I mean, I know for a fact Cam is taller than Byron, but Byron is a unit.
Yeah. He's built like a linebacker, but he's playing quarterback. It's kind of crazy, to be honest with you. But that being said, Cam and Takeo Spikes were at the scrimmage last night, but according to a video released this morning, and I don't know who it was dropped by, was it Cam himself?
No, or, so Auburn Central on X.
Okay. Shout out Auburn Central.
Released this video. So I'll give a little bit of context behind the video before I show it. So yeah, Cam Newton this morning was doing a personal workout with Auburn's strength and conditioning coach. And I guess while they're doing that, some recruits were there too. And so Cam made this statement to the recruits and the strength and conditioning coach. During his workout.
And go back to where the hell it came from. I'm tired of supporting something that's not winning. Can you deliver that message to them, please? Especially to the parents.
Yes.
Before they ask for money, we want winners. That's our restitution. We give you money, you give us wins. And if you don't, control, alt, delete.
I mean,
alt, delete.
When I saw this video this morning, I got so fired up about it. I mean, like, and I just like, I he's right. I mean, like, and if what you're like, Cam, what Cam's talking about here is like, we don't want, like, if you're gonna, if you're just coming into, you know, to Auburn as a recruit and you're just asking for money, like, we don't want you. We want guys that are gonna come in here and win. And if you win, you're gonna get paid. You're gonna get your money. If you are a winner and you come in here and you win games. He's like, I'm sick of supporting something that's not winning culture. And I mean, that's so evident because that's so true. I mean, our, you know, last 3 years of Auburn football have just been, or my bad, the last 6 years however long it's been, ever since Harsin, it's not been a winning culture at Auburn. And so, and I know this has to be frustrating for alumni like this. I mean, you can tell Cam wants Auburn to be good and he really cares about this place. And also, I want to bring up, I think it is so unbelievably telling how much Cam has already been around the program since Golish got here. I mean, I feel like we've seen Cam multiple times at multiple different events.
Yeah.
And or talking about Auburn with since Golish got here. And I can maybe remember two or three times in Hugh's entire tenure Cam was on campus, maybe. I know he came for two games. I know he was there for two games under Golish.
Yeah, his jersey. What?
You it was his. Freeze? It was this. I mean, oh yeah, under Freeze. It was his jersey retirement night, and also the Georgia game, the previous home Georgia game two years before.
Yeah,
that was it. And maybe he was on campus one more time to film those hype videos for last year, but that was about it. I think it is so telling how much Cam has been around Golish and this, you know, program already since hiring Golish. I think that tells you something about who we have as our head coach.
Yeah. And two, I like how, I mean, honestly, Cam's voicing how everyone has felt for the past, kind of what you're saying, for the past 5-6 years now. It's just like been one thing after another. And we've, you know, last year we had Hugh Freeze, who would incompetently go to the microphone every week and be like, guys, we're so close. We're so close. Yet every week we would get absolutely obliterated and our defense would be having to hold it together because Durkin was only the best coach on the staff as a leader that we had, because Hugh Freeze was no leader. Trust me, he was not a good leader. And it reflected in the way that we played on Saturdays. So, and I agree. Like, we now, granted, Cam Coleman, great player. There's no question about it. Okay, highlight reel for days, but I don't want highlight reels. I want wins. And Cam Coleman had the audacity, which I think it had more to do with his agent, because they were trying to bluff and see if they could get more money out of Auburn, had the audacity to go to Golish after we had signed Golish to, you know, be the head coach, be like, yeah, Cam needs more money. For what? Fumbling it away in the Iron Bowl? Like, what? Are you kidding? Like, either get paid the same or get out. And he got out. And granted, there's probably a little bit of tampering going on behind the scenes because he ends up at Texas, which is his agent's alma mater in Texas. Like, yeah, we'll take Cam Coleman. Sure. Who wouldn't?
Well, but I know we definitely offered Cam more money to stay. Like, that money wasn't.
They counter offered, I think, for more. And I think he wanted a car and he ended up getting a car at Texas and like a Mercedes or something like that.
I don't know. He already has a really nice Mercedes. I've seen it before at all. I mean, in Auburn, he had a nice Mercedes. So yeah. I don't know.
The one he was posing next to looked like it was like, I'm talking like brand new. Like it was like a matte silver Mercedes. I don't know the type of it, but it was like the SUV kind of look. So I don't know, but I don't know, man. I agree with Cam. I want people there that are going to not only make an impact, but want to win. Not, I want to milk Auburn's pocketbook for as much as I can before I transfer. Because that's what it's felt like, to be honest with you. And I don't know if you agree with me or not, but like it feels like we'll have players come here who are big name players like Cam Coleman. And it's like, hey, let's just, you know, milk this cash cow while we can. And then we'll just dip. And we'll have like a couple good plays. And granted, Hugh Freeze made Cam Coleman run like a fade, like every felt like two plays. It was like, all right, what route's Cam running? We're just going to run him up the field and we'll throw it up there and he'll go get it, which most of the time he did if you watch the games. But I mean, you got to utilize him more than that. And it was a very one dimensional offense under his tenure. But thankfully, that's going to be different with Golish.
We had to pay the suck tax, as you said, you know.
Yeah,
we had to pay all those guys more to stay because we weren't winning.
Yeah, which is,
and
just
they're like, hey, if we're not going to be winning, like, I'm just going to leave. And it's like, okay, hold on, we'll pay you a little bit more money to stay.
And they would stay, but they never did anything.
Like, I don't even blame them for leaving this offseason.
No,
like, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, there was not a winning culture here at Auburn, and you know, obviously, Golish isn't the coach that recruited them to come here. It was Hugh and. They weren't winning games. I don't blame them from getting a fresh start somewhere else. I don't.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, it's insane that, like, we've had, especially Cam Coleman, 2 years of just like super sucky football. It's like, yeah, need more money. What? Like, Golish was probably like taken aback, like, get out. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. I agree with Cam 100% on this. I know some people are going to be like, you know, well, Cam Newton's a weird dude now. Well, he's speaking facts in this. I don't care what y'all say. That
I love Cam to this day. Yeah. I don't care. He can dress however he wants. I love Cam.
Yeah, I love Cam. I mean, the jersey retirement thing was really cool to see, too. I was able to go to that game and see that. And I remember being at the LSU game for his Heisman play where he – like kicked into like a fifth gear to run past Patrick Peterson, and Patrick Peterson was like,
I don't remember that. I was 5 years old.
Yeah. He was trying to basically, if you watch the highlight, you know which one I'm talking about. And Patrick Peterson was trying to tackle Cam, and Cam just dragged him into the end zone. It was really funny. But, and you know, the rest was history. He won the Heisman, we won the Natty and the SEC championship, which is still important. Greg Byrne. But, yeah, I hope that the fan base sees that, and I don't know how many views it has right now, but I'm sure it'll pick up some steam. Excuse me. So I'm over here, got the hiccups like Tiger Woods, getting choked up talking about Auburn football. But I think Cam hit that nail right on the head. I really do. I don't know about you, Graham, but I agree with him 100%. Especially in regards to wanting guys there that are hungry and they're not going to see a dime until they produce, you know, positively for the program. I agree with that 100%. I still think NIL should be, I get paying somebody to sign, but I think it should be, I think every school should be incentive based. Like, you help the school get, you know, 8 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins, whatever, you know, depending on, you know, what it is and what we can offer, then that's the incentive. And you get paid as you go. This whole, hey, let's pay them $5 million up front. It's like, they haven't even played it down this season yet, guys. Relax. Like, I get it, but that's why I still think it needs to be regulated. That's just me, though. But moving on, we are still hooping in April, unlike some other
schools.
Got one more game. We're playing Tulsa. That will be I believe a 7 p.m. tip off, which thank God it's not 8. I know it's an hour difference, but I would rather it be 7 than 8:30, whatever it was. Wasn't it 8:30 last night when we tipped off?
8:30 last night.
That is gross. That is gross. I just don't understand that. But 7 p.m. tip off, I believe it's on Sunday night, so Easter Sunday. Enjoy time with your family, and then if you need something to relax and watch while you watch the Auburn game, we'll be on the Barncast. It'll be a lot of fun. All we need is one more, and we're in IT champs. Which, by the way, we were talking about shirts and hoodies earlier during the ad read. That NIT shirt, I need that. I don't know if y'all saw it, but that shirt looked way better than any shirt that I saw at the Final Four last year, period. That thing is chef's kiss. That is such a cool shirt. Such a cool shirt. But I know people will probably clown me for wanting an NIT shirt. Go look at it for yourself. It's so sick. It's like a white classic graphic 90s t-shirt that says NIT, and it has all the school's logo on it, and it's like just big. Like, it's just, I love it. I love it. I'm a big sucker for a graphic tee to wear around during the summer with some shorts. So I was digging that shirt last night. I don't know about you guys, if y'all know what I'm talking about, but yeah, that's the one. Oh yeah, baby. Yeah, that one right there. That is heat. That is absolute heat on this Friday morning, or I guess night by the time you're listening to this. So, but yeah, other than that, if you like what you are listening to, go subscribe to The Barn. Go listen to the other podcasts like this one, Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, aka Kyle Rush, Village Vice with Brad Law and Zach Blackerby. You also have The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. Baseball got a big win last night against Arkansas. We almost run ruled, but we got a little greedy there at the end, and the guy was out by a mile. I don't know if y'all caught that last night. The game was on ESPN2 when he was going for the run rule, and the ball was clearly already in the catcher's, like, you know, grasp, and he was just like, I'm going home, I don't care, and got out. But I would have loved to see that happen. But we ended up winning, I believe it was like 10-2, something like that, against Arkansas, who's ranked. So yeah, we're looking, hopefully that'll be the spark to get us back on the winning track, because we have been struggling the past couple of days on the diamond. So hopefully Butch and company will get them ready to go for the game today. So, but again, happy Good Friday, everyone. I hope everyone has a great Easter weekend. Remember, Jesus always wins and always has and always will. So that being said, I don't have anything else. You got anything, Graham? Cool. Well, as always, War Damn. And we will see you guys Monday. See you next time.
Goodbye.